It's Draymond Green, kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
I'm Paige.
And our headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. So you want to find the best job in America and make over $100,000 a year, right?
Do you have to work like 40 hours? Because that's a no.
40-hour week for a living.
That's a...
Maybe some of these you'd have to work more than...
See, you're part of the problem, Fat Boy, with people's thoughts about our job. Like, you work 40 hours a week plus.
Do you?
Well, yeah. I mean, if you count the time he gets in his car and drives here, he lives an hour away each way.
Yeah, there's a lot throughout the day sprinkled, but, you know, I like that schedule.
I do, too. Oh, yeah.
You can come back to it.
Yeah, come back to it. I think I sent you an email last night at 11:45.
Yes.
I sure did.
You can't work at Winn-Dixie and be like, I'll be back in a few hours.
You must be exhausted.
Run the U-scan.
All right, so there's
a list
of the best jobs in America that just came out.
If you ain't here till 5 o'clock every day, she's got no respect.
So it's from U.S. News and World Report. The best job in America for third straight year. This is making it to the top. So let's begin with the list. You want to make over $100,000 a year. You can be a PA, physician's assistant, and that's $133,000.
God, it better be with all the debt you got to pay.
And that's almost becoming a doctor.
Where's pixie dust spreader on the tilt whirl? Is that on the list?
No.
He's going to work his way up.
He is. Information security analyst, $125,000 a year.
Now what? Put that in layman's terms for me, Fat Boy.
Tech.
Oh.
Like, see, there's that market is so diluted with everything.
When people say they work in IT, I just think, oh, computers. Yeah. I mean, okay.
Pretty much.
IT. I work in IT.
I'm cybersecurity. Thank you.
Yeah. You're missing an SH there, buddy.
Can you mention IT? IT manager, $171,000.
Jesus.
Dang. I should have let him pay for dinner that night then.
Like, what kind of schedule is that?
Financial manager, $162,000.
That, so I wouldn't like that.
See, now that right there, we've talked, Pat Boy and I have talked about this. So, not anyone in, just for fun, we'll say this happened in Minnesota. I've never even been to the state, but let's just say for fun. So let's say that you have a guy who's a financial advisor, and you see that, let's start with some judgment. Let's see that he drives a 20-year-old car that's kind of beat up a little bit. You see that, you know, you find out for some reason where he lives, and this guy's financial advising you on how to, now maybe he's not living a lavish lifestyle or whatever. But let's just find out, like we just did, that they're making $156,000 a year. They ain't good at their job.
Yeah.
They are not, pardon.
That's a job where I would get bitter. I wouldn't like to do it.
It's a job, if you're that good at it, you don't have the time to go advise other people.
No.
Yeah.
You don't.
Because you have deadlines.
That's with all that stuff. Like, if somebody's out doing a training, that'd get me in trouble. Let's say, okay, I can't do that either. I'm not biting my tongue, other than I just don't want it to turn into a mountain or a molehill or whatever it is. Let's say that Tony Gillespie is a former professional wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
And he got fired 25 years ago, just because, you know, maybe he wasn't keeping it up to pace or whatever.
Okay, fair enough.
Tony doesn't want to go back to the regular workforce because Tony remembers that everybody remembers he used to be on TV and all this and that or the other. Yep. So Tony will go out and maybe have a wrestling seminar where he will, at maybe 65, 70 years old, he's going to teach young men on how to do that.
Okay.
It seems like a scheme.
He's a professional.
Why did he get fired? Why did he not get to finish his career?
I don't know.
Because he wasn't good enough. So, they're never going to drop you if there's a dollar left.
Right.
So,
but those who can't teach.
That's the oh, I hate that excuse.
That's
I hate
what they
that
say.
Excuse. Radio consultants use that the excuse, and none of them have ever had radio shows. That's the thing
It's
and they're all
that,
cool to us. Yeah, I'm not. I just think but that's like one of the wildest
that's
things
why I said
in the world.
Because we've heard that a lot.
Yes.
I feel like if you need a money guy. Like, you don't know how to manage yours.
Now, or you've got so much that you just need it diversified when the next thing comes out. Or this
like, isn't that the fun of it? Figuring out on your own where to put it?
That's why I told you for, like, 2 weeks in December, I was nuts about it. I was doing penny stocks in the afternoons. And, I mean, literal pennies, making pennies, but it was fun to go buy 100 or something for 7 cents and then go sell it for 28 cents. Like I made $21.
It's probably not the best example, but that's how Jordan Belfort started out, penny stocks.
Yeah, but it was that dopamine hit. It wasn't the money.
It was the little high that you succeeded.
The time that I was essentially wasting for the dopamine hit of the little.
Isn't that better than wasting your time on games that go nowhere?
I don't do that, though. I try not to waste a lot of time. Feeling like 50.
Feeling like you're on the cusp of something nobody else knows about. You think
well,
they don't.
Yeah.
I'm 50.
But it's not that. It's just like,
years old.
You know, if he was taking penny stocks and turn them into even a dollar or a buck, or, you know, at 50 cents. I mean, that's a nice little, you buy it enough of it, the volume's good.
Turn that into something
else. But these are ones that you had to buy in like 27 or less. So, you know, again, it was $20 here. $11 here, and I was for like 2 weeks. It was like I was addicted to it.
You
it was
broken.
That's the rush of the research, like picking which one.
Yeah,
and seeing if you pick the right horse.
Yeah.
So the number one answer is a nurse practitioner with a typical salary of $129,000 a year.
I think they can do about everything a doctor can do, God, as far as writing scripts.
So medical,
the
where
irony,
to go?
The
IT
irony,
and medical.
Though. So what? That's the number one job. Who's on strike right now?
Nurses. Oh. But are they two? Are they two though? The NPs.
The
LPs
they,
and whatever else.
Would that not be like they would be scabs?
Is it just the RNs on strike? Like I don't know.
Because I think like it's unionized, so I think if you're like, well, then you got Major League Baseball, Minor League Baseball. So I don't know.
If it's a union, they're all in it.
If any of you nurses are listening, lay down your picket signs and call and let us know if you know if you look at those as equal.
It's all hospital workers.
Yeah.
Encompassing everybody who's in that union.
The practitioners, man, they're like front lines, right? Because I feel like they can, they're either in between nurses and doctors, I think. They could do a little bit of both.
So New York State Nurses Association, the whole.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to...
Here's an answer. It does vary state by... it does vary state by state. In South Carolina, we certainly do not have a union, but up there, they have separate unions for each level of... Wow!
I did not know there were separate unions.
So it's like the Masonic Lodge. You know, you get different aprons.
Oh, yeah.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.
Thank God they're still here.
1-800-774-0093. Yes, if I say your name, but don't hang up. You're going to get through. Omen, huh? Is that right?
Like oh, that's right.
Mike. Let's start with Jeannie in Charleston. Hey, Jeannie. Is it Jeannie or Jeannie?
Genie Like the Bottle.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm giving this young man some bad advice.
Okay, good. Good that you're saying that. Plus, we said separate things. Which one was bad? Probably Fat Boys.
Well, no. There should be no confrontation right now. This is the time for him to gather evidence, to make a paper trail. He has the element of surprise. She has no idea she's been caught red-handed. She has no idea what's coming for her. This is his time to gather his troops. He shouldn't say anything to anyone except maybe his ride or die.
Mm. What if
but
that
now
was
it's
her,
the time though? To prepare for war.
Sad. Ooh.
Because like you that. Need to make sure you have all of your I's dotted and your T's crossed. Make sure you've got a good paper trail. And then make sure you get a good lawyer.
Mm. Yeah.
And then you need to present your evidence.
So what is this drawn from, Jenny? Like, is this
past history. And unfortunately, I had two children that were involved in this.
I'm sorry.
That's like a separate thing, but too. That sucks.
I was born at night, but not last night. At Boom! Least I had a good head on my shoulders, and I knew exactly what I needed to do to nail him to the wall.
But how do you, when you find all that out, how are you able to be around that person and not crack, you know, not crack like emotionally, but not just like say, you know what?
Yeah, I hate you.
You said you don't know what you want for dinner. You know what I want for dinner? A husband that is true to me.
You know what, that kind of thing. I want you out of here is what I would say.
Like, how do you keep that together?
Channel that energy. You ask God to grant you patience. You ask him to stand beside you as you go through this, because let me tell you something. It is some dark, awful territory.
Yeah.
But Serenity. You know, at the end of all of this, you are going to come out so much better.
Oh.
So much better.
Yeah.
That's probably his best recourse, because he doesn't sound like a guy who's going to take a physical... Like, you know.
He seems
exactly.
How do you draw that
and
off the guy's
voice?
And that's
on. And who cares what she has to say? Who cares what this other guy has to say?
Yeah.
That's irrelevant right now. The fact is, they made a choice.
Mm-hmm.
She broke a covenant.
Yep.
Her vows.
And now, guess what? It is on.
Yep. Hell yeah.
You know what, Jenny?
I like you, Jenny.
I'm glad you are a survivor. Have you found a new man? Everything's good
Absolutely
now?
Absolutely not.
Oh, well,
no, thank you.
Men suck.
I'm very happy by myself.
Right.
A lot That's of people right. like that out there.
You don't need no man. Listen, thank you for all the way down in Charleston. Did you move down, or how do you find us down there or whatever?
This is where I'm from. I think I talked to y'all a couple of weeks ago. My son's in the Army.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Now I remember that one.
This is home for me, but I lived in Charlotte for 16 years, so I've been listening to you guys for a long time.
What
well,
a sweetheart.
We love you.
Thank you, ma'am. You have a good
we
morning.
We love you, too.
All right. Thank you, Jeannie.
Jeannie's,
she's not on the bottle. She's in it.
She's in that something.
She's
bitch.
Calmer than I would be, though, you know, to have your paper trail. I would just point blank just say, okay, at this point, you're not coming into this house with me here, with you screwing around with everybody. And is this guy that you're with the only one, you know?
Hmm. I keeping it together, though, while you're around those people is, that'd just be very hard to do.
It would.
Okay, we have another Mike. Mike is the name of the day.
Hi, Mike.
So many Mikes so far. It's another one right now. Hey, Mike.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning to you, sir. What's up?
Well, listening to that lady talk, I kind of agree with her. My first reaction would have been, personally, to go down there and confront both of them at work and let all their coworkers know what was going on, too.
Oh, yeah. That's true, too.
I'd like to do that.
Plus, like we don't know if other dude is not married or has a girlfriend or something. Like,
probably.
He may not be rolling single himself.
Yeah.
True.
It is true. Well, so, Mikey, I mean, you waited like 18 minutes. Anything else you want to throw in? Or, I mean, we'll be glad to...
Shout out.
You want to say hey to anybody or take advantage of this
Long time listener, first time caller.
Oh,
Well, appreciate thank you, Mike.
Well, we appreciate that. Mike, I think you sound like you could win a fight. Fat Boy, what do you think about
it? Oh, you definitely beat the other Mike fast.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Yeah.
Mike, you sound like a fight winner to us.
I've been in a few.
By God. Thank you, Mike. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you more.
That was Mike.
Thank you the most.
Thank you, Mike.
You still there? Oh, he's gone now. He was still there. Hold on. I want to read a couple texts. And then we're going to go to Oman. Oman.
Oman.
Let's see.
Oman.
God, boy, they are good. I tell you what, nothing gets the calls and the texts rolling in faster than infidelity.
They love it because they're either doing it right now or it's been done to them.
You owe it to yourself to hear it from her first. After that, lawyer up. Front them together. People lie easier when it's one-on-one. People lie easier one-on-one. I don't know.
Well, that's like some like manipulation tactic too, if you want to.
Yeah.
Like the one-on-one, try to do it that way. See if you can, you know, catch somebody in a lie.
I'd want to see their faces when you realize that they know that you know. Together, don't separate. Huh. Okay. Yeah. Oman. I hope this isn't a bad one.
Yeah, nope, named after one, but that's cool.
Very nice, sir. So it says here, morning. I don't know how Fat Boy would know this unless you told him that you've been cheated on twice.
I can tell.
Yeah, by the same woman, because I'm an idiot.
Oh, man.
Yeah, if I was overseas in the military, found out over there, came back, begged for her to get me back because she got pregnant by the guy.
Oh, my God.
If 5 years later, I moved back to be with her because I'm super dumb. She cheated on me again, and I took care of it, and I'm done and living the best life now.
And he knew, too. That's the worst type. If you like knowingly cheat on a service member's wife.
That's so sad.
I think both of them should be taken to the border.
No, it's the best thing that ever happened to me. I'm glad she did. I'm so much better off now.
Yeah.
45 and retired, I wouldn't have been with her.
45 and retired. One. Well, he's retired. Yeah, he probably doesn't even get... Paige wants to know if you're... Paige, I found out you're retired.
I want to know if you're happy and that you found someone that truly loves you.
Yes. And if not, she's available. Oh, yeah. You have.
See, that makes me...
The woman question.
Well, I am a woman. I can't help it. I want everybody happily ever after. I feel that way. It's just the princess in me.
Did you find true love there? Are you happy?
You find you forever?
You're forever.
Yeah. All right.
But,
seriously, though, your name is Oman, like O-M-E-N?
Yeah, my mom loves Stephen King.
Said it, my mom.
If you were a girl, were you going to be Carrie or Christine?
Probably Christine. Yeah. I love the old cars.
I like it.
Oh, yeah.
I like it. Oman, I've never heard that all the years of doing this show. That's pretty awesome. All right, my friend.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Have a good morning. And thank you for your... Oh, yes. Go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Everything about Mike. Well, Jeannie was right. He needs to process now because he's going to go through all the emotions. Process alone. Get it all out. And then get a paper trail. Go ahead. And he can talk to a lawyer if he wants. But it's the courts here and the Carolinas aren't the best for the man.
Mm-hmm.
So if he can get a lawyer that can help, that's fine. And then after he gets everything lined up to talk to her, let her talk because there's no answer. There's no answer that she can ever say that's going to make him feel better.
No.
There's none.
Yeah.
Like, she told me whatever she wanted, and I already knew. I knew exactly what happened. I had my stuff lined up, and she denied it. She said it didn't happen often. I already knew everything. And with her saying it, it didn't make me feel any better.
Well, you know,
he needs to just process you through it.
And I've heard people that cheat that would tell somebody, but I don't love him. It's just sex, but I love you. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't matter. You broke our vows. To death do we part.
Another woman answer.
I'm sorry. I happen to have...
He cheated on me. There's nothing.
So he needs to let her talk to get it out. And if it makes them feel better, she can go ahead and talk. But there's no point. He already knows. He needs to just get it all lined up. Let her say it. Confront her one time. Get a lawyer. Be done with it.
I want to change your name from Good Oman to Great Oman.
Love it.
Well, I appreciate that.
Or Oman Wilson. Your choice. All right. Thank you, sir. Have a great morning.
Thank you.
Yeah, you too. All right, I can kick ass. My voice is great.
Peace out.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.
Live, speak of the devil, live from callrob.com studios here in Greenville, South Carolina. It's time to say hello, famous people born on this day, just 1 month before Valentine's Day.
Oh,
Valentine's.
January the 14th, happy birthday.
Or
suck it.
Suck it.
Suck it to him in now.
Happy Valentine's. We'll start with this fella, not the song I was going to play, but we'll switch it up a little bit. Oh, that's loud. Let's pot that sucker down a little bit.
No. Which one, though? That's the thing.
Yeah. I tell you, it's not the one that just hurt his foot. It's not him.
Okay, so it's not Pat Smear.
Not Pat Smear.
You wouldn't play this for Dave, I don't feel.
Would I?
Did you?
I did.
Oh.
Dave Grohl's birthday today.
Why this song?
Oh, I like it. Would you want something from Studio 666?
No.
I was watching a video somebody made.
Everlong's my favorite.
There's a scene in Bloodsport where he's running from the people chasing him, and they put it to the Mentos commercial, which is what the Big Knee video.
Yeah.
I was like, God, it fits.
When he had all those bangs and he just turned around, it's the Fresh Maker.
Well, they're fun.
David. I have thoughts, but
I don't
so
know
far
if
it's nothing.
Soon to be a twice Rock and Roll Hall of Famer if he's just the one now and then.
I know, it's like wrestling. You're going in as a member of the Four Horsemen and NWO.
I think Flair's going to be three times eventually. Because, you know, they'll put Evolution in. Yeah.
Paige, I'm going to go with whatever you say. You tend to cheat a lot and know your rock and musician.
I don't think he's 60.
No.
She knows rock dudes.
Whose birthday was it the other day?
Pat Smear. It was, right?
He hurt his foot.
Oh, okay. Well, I know he's in the news for something.
I'll say 57.
Let's go 58 just to be a little different.
Well, just like Paige's favorite condiment, he is 57 years old today.
57 now.
She loves that Heinz 57.
I like Dave Grohl, even though, you know, he's a little different.
I don't have music for this fella, but he is in a lot of stuff.
I sound like my grandma right now, but I just don't like his politics. But I like his music fine. I like his music fine.
I love his music. This fella I mentioned the other day because I was talking about the Ozarks.
Jason Bateman.
Yeah, it is Jason Bateman's birthday.
I love that show.
Black Rabbit was good.
When you want Batman, don't get Bateman.
Bateman's that's the best.
That's a great ad. They're getting, I don't know how they afford to get the IP of Batman, because it's the real Batman, Batmobile and everything, yep. So it's like DC property, but then you got Jason Bateman in there too.
Scooter.
Like, what a hell of a budget for a commercial.
Now, whose idea was that? Just to pitch him on it, you know he'd love it as soon as he heard it.
He's probably maybe all around one of my top five favorite actors. He can do dramatic, he can do funny.
Yep.
Like everything.
Marty Bird.
Marty.
Good. I didn't like the way that ended.
That's Ruth's daddy. Marty Bird.
58, because that number's in my head.
Okay,
now.
I'll go with 58.
He is also 57 years old. Watch Black Rabbit on Netflix, man. It's really good. Jude Law's in it, too. They play brothers.
I like Jude Law.
It's a real good show.
What is the plot?
I guess, you know, really you can only say that one brother's the troublemaker. The other one's the straight guy, tries to get him out of trouble. You know, they got to leverage each other, and they both get wrapped up in, you know, some criminal underground activities.
Oh,
it's really good.
Child trafficking?
No, nothing like that.
Good. They tend to go to that crap now, man. They're trying to, like, make everybody think, well, there's certain cases when it's fine. Bunch of bull crap Hollywood nonsense. Sorry,
Never
Paige.
Is. Never okay.
I like nonsense.
Okay, cool. Well, you've been on this show for all these years. You must
I stay for the nonsense.
Yeah. I'll give you a trivia question, and you'll know who this is. He was discovered by the Beastie Boys because King Ad-Rock was going through some demos. He found this guy's demo upon Rick Rubin's request, and they went and got him.
The ladies love him.
They do. He was the last addition, I think, to the Def Jam family.
Paige, ladies love him. And you know what he loves more than ladies? His radio.
Oh, he does. Yeah.
He can't live without it.
Can't.
Do you know who it is?
He acts, too. Been acting for a long time.
He has a face that hasn't changed in like 30 years.
Is he beautiful?
I mean, he's a man. I'm not going to say that.
I thought you knew the song. You recognize that voice?
What if I went over and punched Fat Boy and hit him in the face and boom, he falls to the ground. There's birds going around. And you say, why did you do that? And I said, my mama told me to. Any guesses now?
Yeah. What did he do to me that his mama told him to do to me?
Knock you out.
Hey!
And that means?
Is it easy?
Oh, sorry. He's been dead for a long time.
You are such a honky.
You are. I don't know if you can call a woman a peckerwood.
By the minute.
I have no street cred.
Peckerwoodette is what
you are. You are. That's what you are.
Peckerwoodette. Paige, the ladies love Cool J.
Oh.
LL.
Cool James.
LL's birthday today.
I don't care. I knew how old the other four were.
I knew that guy. It could be worth
now. Here's the hard part. I knew who it was. And now, how old he is, I have no idea. Because he's like the black Mario Lopez.
As far as
like aging, you cannot at all. Now, I told this to you, Fat Boy, yesterday. I didn't realize he had been in an accident. I said, I saw him on something. His lips were real big. And Zac Efron.
Yeah. Something happened to him. He got in a bad wreck in his jaw.
It's like he's unrecognizable.
Yeah.
You know who's that? You know? Zac Efron?
Yeah,
you
know, I know him.
Did you realize that he had that?
Zac Daddy.
Oh, man.
They had to reconstruct his jaw.
Yeah, I've seen him. Oh. He's had a lot of surgery.
It looks more like...
He's a handsome guy.
Like a burn, maybe.
It looks more like kind of chiseled now. It's kind of odd looking.
Yeah, it's like his whole facial structure changed, not just the lips.
He looks more manly now, actually.
Really?
Yeah, I always liked him. I thought he was pretty good.
Oh, yeah, he's a funny actor.
Yeah. Paige, how old is Jared Leto? No, where's LL Cool J still?
No, I used to like Jared Leto.
Yeah.
Well, now he's kind of creepy.
62? Okay, he's got to be 60, man.
61.
He is not even 60 yet.
No.
58.
Oh, well, we're still in that.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's only a year
ahead.
So
he was like 19 in 1985 then.
He was real young when he started.
Because 85, I want to say that I bought the tape in 85 because the front of it had him in the track suit and the big dookie rope and the big jam box, and he had on the Kangol hat.
Big dookie.
I can't live without my radio. Maybe that inspired me. Maybe Cool J inspired me because I couldn't live without radio.
That's what it was.
Anyway, that or I failed at marketing and it just landed here.
We'll work this fella in before we do the Happy Heavenlies. The front man of Black Label Society.
Zach Wild.
Zach Wild. He was at the Ozzy reunion show, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
He was up there with the guys.
I was going to.
Probably the greatest beard in rock ever.
Yeah.
Now, I'm sorry, Billy, and the rest of the ZZ Toppers.
Player.
Yep.
Well, they're,
but like Zach's looks thick.
Yeah, Billy's is, I mean, he's
right. Almost got that Viking look to him. He's handsome.
He does. I bet women just like, you know.
Get naked in front of them.
Yeah. Probably.
Like metal women.
Yeah.
And like regular women, too.
Like easily.
I love
Easley. Got some panties.
It's a great city, Paige. We love Easley. We love Easley.
We love it.
Bush rode the train through here. I'll run 61? One through it.
I feel a trend here. I'm going to say that he is also 58.
Okay, 58.
Oh, sorry. He's 59 years old.
Oh, my God.
Not even 60, man. Nobody reached 60. Happy heavenly birthday to Apollo Creed himself. Chubbs from Happy Gilmore. Many other.
Who's on hold?
Oh, I forgot to tell you. Jesus.
What?
What is wrong?
He's on the phone?
No, no.
I didn't hear the trumpet.
I had to totally slip my mind.
Oh.
This guy has a situation. You remember the guy yesterday who knows his wife's cheating on him?
Yes.
Yeah.
The coworker.
I'm sorry, man. I forgot your name. This guy says he had a situation that is pretty wild. And I'm like, of course you call in at the end of the show when we can't talk about it. So we'll see if we can get him back on tomorrow. I'm going to talk to him as soon as we go off.
Okay.
He's got another cheating problem?
He had a similar situation, he said, that did not work out as well.
Aww.
So he's got some advice for the guy. But I'm like, dude, we go on until 10. We're supposed to be out by now.
Well,
but
well,
he calls too late.
Well, maybe he was just trying to get through and couldn't.
I'm glad you saw that, though.
Well, I was like, what in the world? I thought it, you know what? I thought it was somebody from like the segment like an hour and a half ago. It was still on hold.
Oh, no.
Because I was closing my computer down.
We got Carl Weathers would have been 78 today, and Andy Rooney would have been 107.
Oh, those eyebrows.
Oh, rest in peace.
Making fun of people in movies, other races, but whatever.
Yeah, I mean, oh, that was the other thing, dude. I meant to mention this. It's kind of all over the place, but with the Elway documentary when they started showing Jimmy the Greek. It's like,
yeah.
This is the first time I've seen Jimmy the Greek on television in like 25 years.
Well, Brent Musburger still talks about him in pretty high regard.
But the show footage of him, like, I almost forgot what he looked like. He was just kind of expelled from the media and life in general.
Yeah, if that would have happened now.
I can't even remember what. I don't guess, but.
I feel like he would have come back from it now.
It was actually something racist.
Yeah. I don't remember exactly what it was, but I think it was like a hot mic type situation.
But also, like, in that time frame, like, what's racist, as far as mainstream goes, what's racist now maybe wasn't then, as far as, like, you know, when movies were put out and shows were put out, Archie Bunker and things like that.
That's what we're going to do tomorrow, is tell you what's racist now and what used to be.
We're going to play our favorite racist clips from movies.
You got to match them up.
Yeah, we're waiting to hear back from Disney on Uncle Remus. We've not heard back yet.
Mark's going to be proud.
Yeah. Oh, he, dude.
Hey, come in here.
Hey, bar the door.
Okay. Yeah, like stand in front of him.
All right, so we'll get that dude on tomorrow, and then a whole lot of frills and spills. Get today's podcast. You can text.
I don't know that
you can do that anymore. I think you can text podcast to 1-800-774-0093.
Yes,
which is
you
the
can.
Rise Guys studio line.
Yes.
And you can get it on Odyssey, AUDACI. That's the main app. We're also on Spotify, Google, Amazon.
iHeart
Radio. Go get it. Thank you so much for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. God bless America. It is good.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby, bye.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.